Hi, you are watching Mart's TV Reviews. Today I'm going to talk about the Netflix show Emily in Paris, starring the American in Paris, Lily Collins as Emily Cooper. There's a great cast of characters on the show Emily in Paris. You have Gabrielle, you have Mindy, Camille, Sylvie, Alfie, Madeline, Antoine, Julianne, Luke. We have the Cadeaux, Mathieu Cadeaux, and Pierre Cadeaux. And it's a comedy drama series of a marketing executive from Chicago who brings an American perspective to Savoir, the marketing agency in Paris, which is run by Sylvie. The actress who plays Sylvie is also in the great TV show I'm watching at the moment as well, called Call My Agent. Kind of funny, kind of comedy drama about the life and times of actors and their agents. So the show kind of starts Madeline, are one of the bosses of the Gilbert Group, was supposed to go to Paris to oversee Savoir, the agency they took over. She's pregnant and she can't make it over, so she sends Emily instead. So that's where we get Emily in Paris. Emily accepts the job and she's with her boyfriend in Chicago, you know. But she thought like she'd go over to Paris and bring him with her, and then he decides he gets cold feet and he decides to stay back in Chicago, and Emily just drives on. The woman in charge of Savoir, Sylvie, presumes then that the woman coming to do the job is a fluent French speaker, and she gets surprised when Emily just speaks pidgin French. You know, she moves into this apartment block then, and she meets some characters in the apartment block, including Gabrielle. So you see her life and time. She's very good at marketing and selling stuff. She creates Instagram accounts and she's going around with her phone all the time taking pictures, and you can see the pictures and her text on the screen in real time. And you know, she they find it a bit overwhelming at first, the French. They show the kind of different culture clashes in the show. Like they show like the French would be telling her, you know, the French people, we work to live. You know, you Americans, you live to work. And you know, at the weekends they take time off and they have long vacations or holidays in France. She settles in a way, and she meets Mindy, who'd be a great friend of hers, a nanny who comes from Shanghai. Yeah, so they become fast friends and they hang out together and talk about life and times in Paris. There's different agents and different people who come to the show, and there's different nights out and get-togethers. Out in the street or in fancy restaurants or at certain events, which is very appealing. It looks very, it's visually very exciting looking at the show. I mean, it really shows off Paris, but not just Paris. They go out in the countryside as well, and the one of the characters is coming from Saint-Tropez, so they show Saint-Tropez as well, where Brigitte Bardot lives. They got different directors on the show as well. You see a few male female directors on the show, like Andrew Fleming and Zoe Cassavetes, and the writers as well. There's kind of an Irish American writer on the show called Joe Murphy. Can't get more Irish than Joe Murphy. It goes through the travails of marketing and selling products and different products. And there's a funny kind of scene with a couple talking about potato and leeks, and then the guy's got no potato, no potato, no, none. Funny titles of the shows as well. Like, I mean, even different episodes, Emily in Paris, Masculine Feminine, which is the movie Jean-Luc Godard, his famous film from the 1960s, very good, about a pop singer and her boyfriend. Sexy or Sexist, you know, it's about different approaches to advertising from a French and American point of view. Yeah, there's a character also, Camille's father is very much like Jean-Luc Godard, you know, just the manner of him, you know. But he's a more outgoing, social kind of guy than Jean-Luc. And I know Jean-Luc is still alive from the French New Wave. Yeah, he's just kind of funny spats and kind of comic moments in the show. Very colourful looking, you know, and very surprising at times as well. Even they show stuff about an Englishman in Paris and Jules and M, which is titled one of the shows. Luke and Emily go to see a movie of Francois Truffaut's Jules et Jim, you know, Ménage à Trois, and Do You Know the Way to Saint-Tropez? It's one of the titles of one of the episodes as well, which is funny. Yeah, they go to Saint-Tropez. And yeah, there's funny titles. I mean, there's a famous movie with Helen Mirren titling it as well in a different manner. The Cook, the Thief, Her Ghost and His Lover. And Sense, as in S-C-E-N-T-S, and Sensibility. And of course, the last episode of the second series, French Revolution. The soundtrack is brilliant on the show as well. There's Mindy and her group playing songs and singing songs on the show as well, which is very good. She's a great singer, great entertainer. And there's going to be another season. I think they're making a new season at the moment, and it should appear in November, December of this year. It's a funny, quirky comedy drama. Yes, we all needed it with the times we've just been through. There's flashes of light, and it's just kind of warm and funny. It's been great watching it over the last few months. So that's my review of Emily in Paris. You can like this review and subscribe to our channel, the Lear Media channel here on YouTube. And you can catch up with all our shows on the Lear Media YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, and the rest of the social media outlets. Talk to you next time.